So, Chief, what are some of the challenges with hiring police chiefs in these small towns? I imagine that the applicant pool is much smaller.
It can be small, but I often tell somebody considering applying, why did the prior chief leave? Did they retire, or was there some issue that came up? You have to fit the community. I think that's the key part. And is this community the right fit for you, and are you ready to step up? It's probably one of the hardest jobs in law enforcement because you don't have as many filters between who you have to answer to.
But I want to ask you about that because what are the difficulties working with, say, select boards in some of these small towns? I mean, I understand it can be highly politicized. I mean, has it always been that way, or is this just kind of a sign of the times?
I think it's always been that way. Why I say that is because there's a law that went into effect back in 73, RSA 105-2A, and it's been modified a few times along the way, but it talks about the powers of police chiefs, and I think it's an attempt to remove some of that politics out of it so that police chiefs can do what they're supposed to do, not necessarily do what they feel they have to do to keep a job. Sometimes there can be pressures to maybe do things that are contrary to the law and evidence.
What about beyond some of those concerns, about managerial concerns like that? Are applicants not thinking about life in a small town or becoming part of a community? Or you know, as you said, I think there's a fit issue here, right?
It's tough in a small town. I mean, people know your business. You're in a fishbowl. Even some officers see that as opposed to being in a large community where you might blend in, and even if you don't live there. But being in a small town, people know your life and what's going on with you, which you got to be able to handle that and accept that. And the other difficulty, I think, you don't stop being chief. Sometimes, especially in these smaller towns, you are everything else too sometimes. You still have to have somebody do animal control. You still have to have somebody handle property and evidence, handle training, liaison with the school, and maybe not be a full-time school resource officer, and patrol. All these kinds of things still have to be done by somebody, and I think that's sometimes a conflict that comes up. I know of one town where they expected the chief to attend a weekly event that was going on in town and then also hang out in front of the school, but when it opened and closed every day, and that event was like, say it was on a Saturday, I mean, pretty soon it was like they expected every day the chief, and he was the only officer, to be there. And it's like people do get vacations and time off, and you know, they still have to be chief and handle policy development and still have training and professional development so they are prepared to make sure that they're following the new court rulings.
You need to wear many hats, obviously.
You wear many hats
town.
And you don't have as many people sometimes to share that with. And you have to be willing to be engaged in the community, and you can't sit behind your desk. I think there have been times in small towns people have come in on an applicant side thinking, I'm going to come in, it's going to be nice and quiet. Have no expectation that they're going to be out actually patrolling. You know what I mean? They're going to be out stopping cars. People are going to want to see them visible and out in the community. They want to see them in uniform. They want to see them out and about.
Well, Chief, thank you so much for your time. Chief Andrew Sugori is the police chief for the town of Tuftonborough, and he is also the president of the New Hampshire Association of Chiefs of Police. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.